Good evening and welcome to The Big Fight, a show that is young at 21, the oldest running debate show on Indian News Television. I'm Sanjay Dabhan. The battle for Bihar may have been over, but the war seems to continue. While the NDA is taking claim to form the government on the basis of a wafer-thin majority, Tejaswi Yadav is crying foul over alleged problems with counting. So on The Big Fight tonight, we place the Bihar conundrum in front of you. It is a unique situation. Does Bihar have a lesson for everyone? Let's take a look at this one by one. Nitish Kumar is the chief minister, but with a muted mandate. Modi has won Bihar, only with a narrow lead. You see the problem. Tejaswi has put up a good show, but fell short. Congress has bargained hard. They bargained hard, got 70 seats, but they failed to fire, a strike rate of only 27%. LJP and OAC, not LJP, but OAC, gets a surprise 5, but he's tagged as a vote cutter. So on The Big Fight tonight, going forward, does Bihar have an important lesson for Bengal and even the other assembly elections? What will each of these parties, particularly the stakeholders who are going to be in the contest in other states, going to take a lesson from the Bihar contest? Let me introduce our guest this evening. I have Ambassador Pawan Verma, former Rajya Sabha MP, author and a former diplomat. Thank you very much for joining us, Ambassador Verma. We have Mr. K.C. Tyagi, Secretary General of the JDU. Akhtarul Islam Shaheen, MLA and spokesperson of the RJD, is with us. Shubhashini Sharad Yadav, a Congress candidate from Biharigunj and a senior Congress leader, is also with us. Thank you very much. Ajmal Khan, spokesperson of the AIMIM, is with us. Tawseef Ahmed Khan, political analyst, supports the TMC, is also with us. And in just a short moment, we'll be joined in by Mr. Vijay Jolly, who's the leader and the national executive member of the Bharatiya Janata Party. Thank you very much. Let's begin with what we call is our first punch, where all of you get your 1 minute time to make your opening comments. Ambassador Verma, we'll begin with you. Your 1 minute time begins now.
Well, the Bihar elections, as you said, are interesting. The NDA has a very tenuous majority. And the BJP has done well, but not as well as its strike rate traditionally is. The RJD has given a creditable performance, but not as good. The Congress has been a liability in that alliance, the Congress as currently constituted. But for me, the biggest takeaway in Bihar is what was done with the JDU. The JDU was the victim, in my view, of a planned conspiracy by which, through the use of Chirag Paswan, its role and the role of Nitish Kumar ji was downsized so that in the eventuality, as was expected, of an NDA win, the JDU plays a subsidiary role to a dominant BJP.
Sure. Okay. K.C. Tyagi, I want to give you your 1 minute time. You've heard Ambassador Verma. He says that this was a conspiracy against you. Shadyantra tha JDU ke khilaaf. BJP dwara racha hua.
JDU ke khilaaf conspiracy kafi din se thi aur kafi taaktein isme lagi hui thi. नीतीश कुमार जी का जो ब्रांड है उसको फेल करने के लिए वहां का शराब माफिया लगा हुआ था, शराब मैग्नेट पूरे देश का लगा हुआ था, बालू माफिया लगा हुआ था, और जो लोग अपोजिशन की पॉलिटिक्स करने के बजाय रंजिश की, बिहार की पॉलिटिक्स में एक नया फिनोमेना आया है, वो है रंजिश की राजनीति. मैंने विरोध सुना था, मैंने डिफरेंसेस सुने थे, लेकिन ये पहली बार सुन रहा हूं कि गाली गलोच, इलविशर, इलविशिंग, ऐसा पहली बार हुआ है. तीसरा और सबसे महत्वपूर्ण है कि बीजेपी पहले दिन कह चुकी कि हमारा बिहार में एनडीए का मतलब है नीतीश कुमार के नेतृत्व वाला. लेकिन एक नौजवान जो बहुत जल्दी में है वो कहता है मैं ही हनुमान हूं. तो मैं तो आपसे पहले भी कहा कि जो मॉडर्न हनुमान है ओके बजाय लंका के अयोध्या में आग लगाने में लग गया।
श्योर जी जी वापस आऊंगा आपके पास केसी त्यागी, क्योंकि इस पर भी मेरी एक टिप्पणी है, उस पर मैं आपका, क्योंकि आप मेरे शो में ये दो बार कह चुके हैं, सो आई एम गोना कम बैक टू यू एंड काउंटर यू बिकॉज आई हैव प्रिपेयर्ड माय काउंटर टू दिस। अख्तरुल इस्लाम शाहीन, एमएलए एंड स्पोक्स पर्सन ऑफ द आरजेडी, आपका एक मिनट अब शुरू होता है। अख्तरुल इस्लाम
जी, देखिए जो लोकतंत्र में जन भावना का बहुत महत्व है, मुख्यमंत्री नीतीश कुमार जी 15 साल मुख्यमंत्री रहे, आज चार दलों के साथ, लोजपा हटा दीजिए तो चार दलों के साथ वो चुनाव लड़ रहे थे 115 सीटों पर, और वो 180 90 60 भी नहीं जीते, 50 भी नहीं जीते, मतलब ओवरऑल चार दलों के गठबंधन के बाद भी उनको ओवरऑल रिजेक्ट किया गया, तो किस तरह से वो मुख्यमंत्री बनने के लिए उनको आगे आना चाहिए, उनको जनभावना को समझना चाहिए कि जनभावना क्या है। भाजपा साथ में है, तमाम दल साथ में है, उसके बाद भी आप कितनी सीट ला पा रहे हैं। दूसरी तरफ यह है कि उनके साथ कॉन्स्पिरेसी कर रहा है जो लोग, आप उसके साथ सरकार कैसे बना रहे हैं, तो जनभावना का भी ख्याल होना चाहिए, उनके साथ जो षड्यंत्र हो रहा है उसका भी ख्याल होना चाहिए, मुख्यमंत्री जी को विचार विमर्श करना चाहिए कि ऐसी स्थिति में क्या होना चाहिए। बिहार की जनता ने तेजस्वी यादव को एक बड़ा मैंडेट देने का काम किया है, जनता की भावना तेजस्वी यादव को मुख्यमंत्री बनाने की है, ऐसे में मुख्यमंत्री जी 15 साल से हैं, उनको जनभावना का ख्याल करते हुए कुछ सोचना चाहिए, कुछ विचारना चाहिए और जनभावना के अनुरूप कोई एक बड़ा निर्णय लेना चाहिए जो बिहार की जनता आशा अपेक्षा रखती है बिहार के मुख्यमंत्री जी से।
जी 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 शुभाषिनी शरद यादव, लेट मी नाउ कम टू यू, योर 1 minute बिगिंस नाउ। शुभाषिनी,
सो बेसिकली द लास्ट टू इलेक्शंस हैव बीन रिवॉल्वड अराउंड महागठबंधन एंड पीपल हैव गिवन देयर मैंडेट टू महागठबंधन, but eventually in 2015 election, after post election of 2015, the mandate was again changed, people were betrayed, and yet again in 2020 when the mandate was in favor of Mahagathbandhan, again due to some conspiracies and how we have been going through that, how the voters have been betrayed again by the NDA government, the NDA formation is again a betrayal to the Mahagathbandhan coalition, and we have been on ground. This election was revolving around development, revolving around change. People wanted change. We have continuously stayed in touch with people, and people wanted a good representation, a representation which was towards youth, women empowerment, medical facilities, and everything has been neglected. We cannot see anything on the ground. I would like to speak about the silent voters.
Okay. So, Shubhashini, I'm going to come back to you. You can talk about the silent voter in just a short moment. But Tauseef Ahmed Khan is a political analyst, suppose the TMC is also with us, because, you know, we are also talking about a possible impact on the Bengal election. So, Mr. Khan, your 1 minute begins now.
I think Bihar result has to be taken as an eye-opener for all the political party who espouse the cause of secularism and who thinks that BJP's ideology is going to destroy India. It is a call for all those parties to take their cause seriously and come together in one platform. If you have been waiting for a desperate time so that you can take a desperate measure, your time has arrived now. Get your acts together and form a formidable side, a front, so you can take up the challenges posed by BJP in Bengal and their kind of politics which you believe is going to hurt Bengal and country in the future to come. This is time for you to keep your differences aside and form an alliance which is really going to help you win the election. You can't take Bengal election so easily. You have to take this very seriously.
Sure. Vijay Jolly of the BJP, your 1 minute time, sir. Mr. Jolly.
You see, out of 243 seats in Bihar, the majority mark was 122. And the alliance of BJP and Janata Dal, you combined, have crossed that mark by getting 125 seats. There was no conspiracy. This conspiracy theory is promoted by those people who have lost this election. This election was a clear-cut mandate on the good governance of the BJP and the Janata Dal, you government in Bihar. And during the last 15 years, the Chief Minister Nitish Kumar has done exceedingly well. The Prime Minister's sikka is all over the country, and it was decisively proved with the rout of the Congress party, which became a drain on its Mahagathbandhan partner, the RJD. I would wish to state on record, Bihar has chosen to go the Bharat way. Bihar has chosen to go the BJP and Janata Dal U way.
Okay, Mr. Jolly, I'm going to come back to you. One minute only for the first punch, Mr. Jolly.
Alliance led by BJP
sure.
and Janata Dal
I will come back to you in just a short moment. Dr. Nasir Hussain is also with us, spokesperson of the Congress Party. Yes, Dr. Hussain, your 1 minute of opening comment.
I think this election in Bihar was something to do with alliances, counter alliances, and hidden alliances. The party that is power in the center and also in the state made it very clear that come what may, whatever be the issue, let us not fight the election on issues. Let us use the machinery. Let us use everything that we can do to win the election. Their sole motto is to capture power, steal mandates, and manufacture mandates. This is how they have done. This is how they have done in Goa, Manipur, Meghalaya, Arunachal Pradesh. This is how they stole one of our partners when the last election when Mahagathbandhan was given a band-aid in Bihar. This is what they did in Madhya Pradesh. This is what they did in Karnataka. So that was clearly seen even in Bihar. They had alliance with JDU, they had alliance with LJP, they had an indirect alliance with AMM. Apart from that, the way they used the machinery, where the DMs and the returning officers clearly announced the results, at least in 15 to 20 places.
The election commission has, Dr. Nasir Hussain, but the election commission has come out and it has explained the circumstances under which they did what they did. Because if you are saying that this is a problem as far as the totaling and counting, then you're casting aspersions on the election commission.
They should have gone for a recount. They should have gone for a recount when the candidate, those who lost, protested. They should have gone for a recount. That is what the law of the election commission says.
No, I've asked this question of the JDU multiple times. They said, we have also lost with a very thin margin. Then we'll keep having recounting. But I guess your concern is valid. Let me quickly get in a response to this also. Mr. K.C. Tyagi, agar ye zarurat mehsoos ho rahi hai, ki recounting karai jaye, kyunki jis tarike se counting hui, and this was an unusual election because you had more number of EVM machines, you had more rounds, greater amount of counting took place, postal ballot numbers were high, and thus chances of error could also potentially be high. Aisi sthiti mein agar recounting ki maang ho rahi hai, to ye kyun na kara li jaye?
Sanket ji, main 6 Lok Sabha ke chunav lad chuka hu. Recounting ke liye jis samay counting chalti rehti hai, us samay jo ummidwar ko shak subah lagta hai ki mere sath beinsafi ho rahi hai, counting mein gadbad ho rahi hai, us samay usi waqt usko likh ke dena padta hai. मेरे खिलाफ भी लिख के दिया गया है और मैंने भी लिख करके दिया है. जब रिजल्ट आ जाता है और ये चुनाव आयोग के कायदे कानून भी हैं कि जब चुनाव डिक्लेयर हो जाए और आप बीच में एक बार भी अपना प्रोटेस्ट दर्ज ना करें, उसके बाद फिर रिकाउंटिंग का नहीं होता. नंबर एक. नंबर दो, एक नया फैशन ये चला है. हम तो 50 साल अपोजिशन में रहे हैं, हमने तो कभी कांग्रेस पार्टी पर रिगिंग का आरोप नहीं लगाया. हम 2014 में सिर्फ 2 एमपी हमारे जीते. हमने तो कभी नहीं कहा
डॉक्टर हुसैन वुड यू लाइक टू रिस्पॉन्ड
या चुनाव आयोग गड़बड़ कर रहा है.
डॉक्टर हुसैन, यू हैव हर्ड व्हाट केसी त्यागी हैज टू से.
या नहीं, दैट इज एग्जैक्टली व्हाट आई एम सेइंग. सी, एटलीस्ट इन 50 टू 20 केसेस द डीएम्स अनाउंस्ड द रिजल्ट्स इन द फेवर ऑफ महागठबंधन कैंडिडेट्स. देन दे सेड यू हैव नॉट वन, वी आर गिविंग सर्टिफिकेट टू समवन एल्स. If the JDU and the BJP is certain that they have won the election, what are they afraid of? Let there be recounting. Why are they afraid of recounting? They know that they have lost the election. They know how they have cheated.
Okay, two hands. Vijay Jolly as well as KC Tyagi. They want to respond. Vijay Jolly to Dr. Hussain.
I wish to put on record, it is the decision of the election commission which was conducting this whole election to go for a recount or to announce the result. When Congress and its alliance partner RJD piggyback on the exit polls a day before, they were claiming from the rooftops, from the Himalaya mountains, we have won the election. And the moment the results came out, The people of Bihar decisively voted in favor of the BJP and the Janata Dal U.
The allegation is that this is a belated response.
It was not. It was not the Mahagathbandhan that was announcing. It was the returning officers of the Election Commission who had announced the results.
You have it was
the returning officers Congress of the Election Commission. It was not the Congress or the RJD or the Mahagathbandhan people those that announced the result.
You have come down to 19 seats. Accept the verdict of the
this
people.
This is how the machinery is being used in India. This is how the machinery is being used in India. I charge. This is how the machinery is being used in India. You look at the history. You look at the
one moment, Dr. Hussain, you're saying machinery is being used. I hope you realize you're speaking against the. What is the Congress's allegation? One moment. What is the Congress's Sanket allegation ji. That the Election Commission has rigged the elections?
Sanket
I think
ji.
let's speak very openly now.
Sanket ji.
Openly.
Sanket ji.
Is your allegation that the Election Commission has rigged the election at the behest of the ruling dispensation? Yes or no, Dr. Hussain?
See, I have made it very clear. The same returning officers who were conducting the elections, they have declared the election in the favor
Dr.
of our
Hussain,
candidates in
they report to the election
places.
Commission. The election commission says that there is
the
nothing wrong.
Have given the
you're casting aspersions.
Given the certificate to the opposing candidates.
Are
this
you accusing the election commission?
In those cases where it was a close call.
One moment. Akhtarul Islam and KC Tyagi, one by one. Akhtarul Islam, I want to come to you. You've heard what you have here. I want to ask you. Are you putting this charge that the Chunav Aayog has saathgaath ki JDU and Bharatiya Janata Party ke saath unko ye chunav jitane ke liye? आरोप लगा रहे हैं तो सीधे सीधे लगाइए।
देखिए दो से तीन बजे तक जो रिजल्ट सामने आ रहा था वह यह बता रहा था कि राष्ट्रीय जनता दल गठबंधन एनडीए गठबंधन से थोड़ा बढ़त बना रहा है। तीन से चार बजते बजते साढ़े रिजल्ट को होल्ड कर दिया गया। मैं चार बजे तक जीत गया था, मेरा रिजल्ट एक बजे दिया गया। तेजस्वी यादव चार बजे तक जीत चुके थे, साढ़े चार बजे तक जीत चुके थे, उनके रिजल्ट को एक बजे तक होल्ड किया गया। तमाम रिजल्ट को होल्ड किया गया। जहां पर माइनर डिफरेंसेस था वहां पर इलेक्शन कमीशन का डायरेक्ट निर्देश है कि जो बैलेट का जो पोस्टिंग पोस्ट है बैलेट वाला उसको शुरू में काउंट करना है। इन्होंने लास्ट में काउंट किया।
Anyone wants to count
लास्ट में काउंट किया और पढ़े लिखे लोगों का वोट करेंगे। 500 1000 वोट को रद्द किया।
यू आर टॉकिंग अबाउट फाउल प्ले
जी।
हु वांट्स टू रिस्पॉन्ड टू दिस? विजय जॉली और मिस्टर केसी त्यागी, कौन जवाब देना चाहिए? केसी त्यागी जी, आपने सुन लिया क्या कह रहे हैं?
रद्द क्यों किया गया?
संकेत जी, चुनाव आयोग आज से नहीं, जब से पार्लियामेंट एग्जिस्टेंस में आई है उसके फैसलों का हम सब लोग स्वागत करते हैं। हमारे खिलाफ भी फैसले होते हैं और मैं तो ये कहना चाहता हूँ, मेरा कांग्रेस पार्टी के मिस्टर हुसैन पे आरोप है, आप लोगों ने क्या क्या काम कर रखे हैं अगर उसकी लिस्ट आ जाएगी। आपने MS गिल जो चीफ इलेक्शन कमिश्नर ऑफ इंडिया था उसको कांग्रेस पार्टी का मेंबर बनाया, आपने उसको राज्यसभा दी, आपने उसको मिनिस्टर बनाया, उसकी न्यूट्रलिटी का उस समय क्या हुआ होगा? वो न्यूट्रल है, उसका कोई उसकी
ओके
डॉक्टर
हुसैन,
डॉक्टर हुसैन
डू यू वांट टू रिस्पोंड? बेसिकली एवरीबॉडी हैज मिसयूज्ड द इलेक्शन कमीशन।
ये जवाब
डॉक्टर नासिर हुसैन, डॉक्टर नासिर हुसैन, व्हाट अबाउट मिस्टर एमएस गिल?
न्यूट्रल बैलेट का बिकेम द शुरू में होना था, वो लास्ट में क्यों हुआ?
देन बिकेम द स्पोर्ट्स
मिनिस्टर। आई टेल यू समथिंग, ये जवाब दे। आई विल टेल यू समथिंग।
पोस्टल बैलेट का बताए ना,
दिस बीजेपी एंड दिस स्पेशली एफिलिएट्स, दे ऑलवेज हैव दिस हैबिट ऑफ टेलिंग, सी यू हैव डन दिस, यू हैव डन दैट, सो वी कैन डू व्हाटएवर यू वांट, यू डोंट क्वेश्चन अस। आई थिंक ऐसा नहीं चलता। अगर गलती अभी भी है, अगर हम बिहार का इलेक्शन यहां डिस्कस कर रहे हैं तो हम बिहार के इलेक्शन में जो खामियां हुई हैं, जो धांधली हुई है, जो मैंडेट को चुराने का काम किए हैं, हम 100% उस चीज को उठाएंगे। अगर कोई यह कह रहा है कि आप 70 की दशक में यह किए थे, 60 की दशक में वो किए थे, दैट विल नॉट वैलिडेट योर मिसहैंडलिंग ऑफ द इलेक्शन और योर चीटिंग ऑफ द इलेक्शन।
लास्ट राउंड ऑफ क्वेश्चंस ऑन ईवीएम एंड इन दिस केस पोस्टल बैलेट्स, द एवरी इलेक्शन विलन्स, लेट्स क्विकली टेक अ लास्ट राउंड एंड देन मूव फॉरवर्ड। एम्बेसडर वर्मा and then, yes, Ambassador Verma first, and then Mr. Khan. Ambassador Verma, what do you make of this allegation that postal ballots were rigged?
No, I frankly am not disposed for a losing side to raise questions on the Election Commission. Their concerns may be valid. But I think that if this becomes a trend, then when you win, you don't question. When you lose, you question. It's not the appropriate way. I think the Mahagathbandhan needs to do serious introspection, that in spite of being buoyed, supported by an anti-incumbency wave, in spite of the very energetic campaign carried out by Tejaswi Yadav, why did the Gathbandhan not significantly increase its electoral footprint beyond largely what is called the MY Kambai? Why did it give 70 seats to the Congress party? These are questions. Why did it allow
very important
valuable
question.
Allies as part of a rainbow coalition?
Do you think, Shubhashini ji,
aap... Ram Manji...
ये बहुत जरूरी सवाल उठा रहे हैं. Ambassador Pawan Verma is saying that why don't you look inwards? Shubhashini, do you think that the Congress has to take the blame of being the worst performer in this election with the worst strike rate?
We have fought this election together, and Congress has been part of Mahagathbandhan ever since 2015. And जो भी हमारी पार्टी की परफॉर्मेंस रही है उसके ऊपर एक क्रिटिकल एनालिसिस होना चाहिए जो अभी हम आगे मंथन करेंगे अपनी वीकनेसेस पे और अपनी स्ट्रेंथ पे.
पार्टी में मंथन कहाँ होता है मैडम?
नहीं जी, बिल्कुल अभी तो चुनाव खत्म ही हुए हैं, मंथन करने का समय है सर, और जरूर मंथन किया जाएगा. महागठबंधन में सारे सहयोगी दल एक साथ चुनाव लड़ रहे थे, तो एक दूसरे पर अभी ब्लेम गेम नहीं करना चाहिए. ये देखना चाहिए
Contested 1 only 7, 6% strike rate, and now Bihar 27% strike rate. Ab aap mujhe ye bataiye, aise mein kal ko agar if
can
you want to enter into an alliance in Bengal or any other state, who will be with you?
See,
who would want to be with the Congress?
If we see the strike rate of Mahagathbandhan,
I'll come to you also.
The percentage of Mahagathbandhan has been 37.2 and the NDA has been 37.3. Whereas the Mahagathbandhan has fought Shalon of only 12,000 vote overall. So this election was fought against an anti-incumbency, against NDA, and people were anti-NDA. So Congress formed this alliance with RJD, CPI and CPI-ML. And we were going through what the people's voices were. People were not happy with whatever happened during Corona. People were not happy how the Sharab Mafia has been working.
Sure.
In the state and other things. And this again, I would again say that people were in favor of Mahagathbandhan, and I have contested from Congress party and I have represented my constituency. So I would need any of the media person to come and do a personal survey that how backward and how people have neglected the NDA government and they wanted a change.
Okay. Okay, Dr. Nasir Hussain, because you wanted to come in, your quick right to reply to this question. However, I must also argue, you know, defeating my own point,
Sankit,
that there are many places where the Congress has done well as well over this time frame. Dr. Hussain.
Yeah, Sankit. Sankit, that's what exactly I wanted to know. You should also tell about what was our strike rate in Madhya Pradesh, in Chhattisgarh, in Rajasthan, in Punjab, in Karnataka, in Kerala, and several other states. But the point here is, every state has its different, every state politics has different dynamics. We are organizationally poor in some of these states.
The Congress does not realize
the Bihar election. I would like to say,
Dr. Hussain, I heard Ambassador Verma, and they said that the real introspection should be done within the Congress to realize that you hog a lot of space, whereas you do not deliver the goods. And this has been a perpetual problem with the Congress party. Do you think that you want to accept this charge? Bhai, aapne 70 liya and you delivered only 19.
Yeah, on that part. On that part, jo hai, jahan pe introspection karne ki zarurat hai, I agree. I agree that Congress should do introspection not only for this state but also for all the coming state elections. But the point here, what I'm trying to make is, every state has different dynamics. In Bihar, the kind of seats which we fought, I think nobody else should have fought on the seats, because there were seats which would have not been very favorable for the Mahagathbandhan or to the Congress party. That is a different thing. We should do
introspection. May I come in?
Yes, Ambassador Verma. No, because, you know, one can challenge this argument because many insiders in the Congress say that you ended up bargaining for many such seats where traditionally you had no stronghold. I mean, you could have much rather accommodated, say, a party like an MIM. You often accuse them of being the B team of the BJP. We have Asaduddin Owaisi on record. Ajmal Khan, spokesperson of MIM, is also with us. Asaduddin Owaisi on NDTV said that I went to the alliance. I went to the Grand Alliance and I was treated like an untouchable. Treated like an untouchable. Ajmal Khan is with us. Ajmal Khan, would you like to respond? Ajmal Khan of the MIM. Ajmal Khan sahab, awaaz aa rahi hai aapko?
It is not clear, please.
आपको आवाज आई मेरी अजमल खान साहब?
नहीं, बहुत स्लो आ रही, मैं कुछ सुन नहीं पा रहा.
संकेत, आई वुड लाइक टू ऐड.
अच्छा, मैं आई कम इन संकेत
जी, एक एक करके, ठीक है. अब मैं आपकी ऑडियो फिक्स करके आपके पास वापस आता हूँ. अजमल जी, वेरी क्विकली, एम्बेसडर वर्मा. यस, एम्बेसडर वर्मा एंड देन तौसीफ अहमद खान. एम्बेसडर वर्मा,
व्हाइल यू आर गोइंग थ्रू अ फाइन टूथ कॉम अबाउट व्हाट वेंट रॉन्ग इन द महागठबंधन, व्हाई डोंट यू फोकस ऑन द सैबोटेज दैट वेंट ऑन विद इन द एनडीए?
Yeah, I will. I will, sir.
Where,
I will.
Where does it happen?
One by one. Yeah.
No. We have finite time. And I want to make my point, whether you wish to discuss it or not.
Sure.
Where does it happen that within the NDA, you have an ally of the NDA that before the elections and during the elections targets another ally of the NDA? Abuses its leader, who also is the incumbent chief minister.
Sure.
And is not reined in and calls himself the Hanuman of the prime minister, who's the leader of the largest party of the same alliance. It cost the JDU 30 seats. And I want to say to you, and I want to ask Vijay Jolly, if Chirag Paswan had put up candidates against the BJP, if he had abused the leader of the NDA, the face that helmed it, of the BJP, which was Prime Minister Narendra Modi himself. Would the BJP have taken such a soft stand? The Prime Minister comes to Bihar in his rallies. He doesn't say a word against Chirag Paswan. And he continues to attack Nitish Kumar and the JDU. And they had the feeling that we will comfortably win, as it was assumed 3 weeks ago. And the JDU must be downsized as a junior partner in the NDA alliance. Which
no, Ambassador Verma, I want to ask you a counter question. I spoke to a lot of people from the BJP, and we've got representatives right here, Mr. Vijay Jolly, as well as Mr. R.K. Sinha, BJP leader and former MP of the BJP, is also with us. And they seem to suggest that we have also been harmed by LJP.
Not to the same extent. Certainly not.
Okay.
And Let me say to you, if there has been even the slightest collateral damage to the BJP as a result of Chirag Paswan's actions, it was neither anticipated nor was it significant. But to put up candidates in every seat that they fought against the JDU, to abuse the chief minister who's a part of the same alliance, and for Mr. Paswan to continue in Delhi
sure,
as a member.
Sure, sure. Let me get in a response. I think this is an important point that Ambassador Verma has raised. Let's quickly get in a response.
Sir, well, for the alliance that is probably going to form the government.
The alliance which is going to form the government finds itself weak because Ambassador Verma feels that this was a conspiracy hatched by a ruling incumbent member. That is the Bhartiya Janata Party. Mr. R.K. Sinha and Vijay Jolly, one by one. Your right to reply. Ambassador Verma's allegations. Mr. R.K. Sinha, we'll begin with you. That the BJP planted the LJP to weaken the JDU, to cut him to size. Mr. Ravindra Kishore Sinha, can you hear me? Okay, we're going to go back to Mr. Sinha in just a moment. But Vijay Jolly, do you want to answer this?
Yes, certainly. This is all a hearsay. From day one, the BJP election in charge of Bihar, Mr. Bhupendra Yadav, made it plainly clear.
No, but then why didn't the Prime Minister make
BJP
it clear?
National President, Mr. JP Nadda. The BJP stands in total alliance with the Janata Dal U.
Why didn't the PM say a word in his rallies?
Janata Dal U and the BJP alliance.
Mr. Jolly, why didn't PM say a word in his rallies?
Now, all this talk about creating confusions in the ruling party camp,
Ambassador Verma is asking, why didn't the PM utter a word? And would this have been the BJP's response had the JDU done this?
The BJP, right from day one, was solidly...
Mr. Vijay Jolly, very conveniently, you're not listening to my interjection.
We fought the polls together. We won the polls together.
No, Mr. Jolly.
We are going to form the government together.
Mr. Jolly, my interjection is, would the BJP have done the same had the JDU done this? Not uttered a word against a person who was openly conspiring against a party.
All my party leaders who campaigned in Bihar, they were very categorical. The BJP and Janata Dal U alliance will sweep the polls, and the face who will become the chief minister is the Janata Dal U face and the
But what about the Prime Minister? I think the allegation that has been made,
no
Ambassador Verma says, the Prime Minister...
So raising such issues is just fishing in troubled waters.
BJP leadership
okay, the Prime Minister held 12 rallies. Okay, so he was also a campaigner. I don't think I've heard the Prime Minister say anything against the LJP to this day.
He will decide.
To this day.
Not Pawan Verma. Not the NDTV, not those parties which have lost the Bihar poll.
Sure.
Whatever the Prime Minister said was in consonance with the BJP's national policy to implement CAA, putting away Article 370.
Array, I'm talking about the LJP conspiracy. I'm talking about the allegation of an LJP conspiracy, not CAA and NRC. Ravinder Kumar Sinha of the BJP. Mr. Sinha, can you hear me now?
He claimed the polls.
I can hear.
Yes, Mr. Sinha, I'm sure you have understood the drift of the conversation. Ambassador Verma, your dear friend, says that there was a conspiracy hatched by the BJP where you set Mr. Chirag Paswan to destroy the JDU.
This is absolutely wrong. There has been some confusion, some emotional issue between Chirag and Nitish Ji. We tried
emotional
our
issue.
Best to sort it out. And when it was not sorted out, and when Chirag decided to go ahead alone,
Okay, some bandwidth issues with Mr. Sinha. We're going to come back to you in just a short moment, but KC Tyagi of the JDU and Mr. Islam of the RJD one by one, and then we'll move ahead. Yes. KC Tyagi.
No, I disagree with Sinha ji. I disagree that there was some confusion between JDU and LJP. We never fought election with LJP in 2000, 2005, 10, 15, now 2020. LJP was talking with Amit Shah ji. Amit Shah ji is on record on saying ki wo jyada seat chahte the. To Sinha ji wo seat ki baatchit BJP se kar rahe the. हमारे साथ कोई कंफ्यूजन नहीं था. हमने तो रामविलास जी को नीतीश जी ने अपने घर बुला करके चाय पिलाई. उनके भाई जो एमएलए भी नहीं थे, एमएलसी भी नहीं थे, उनको मिनिस्टर बनाया और सब कुछ ठीक ठाक चल रहा था. इसलिए हमारी तरफ से कोई ढील नहीं थी.
एक जल्दी से इस इशू पे रिस्पांस ले लूं मैं एम्बेसडर वर्मा का. एम्बेसडर वर्मा, यू हैव हर्ड व्हाट जेडीयू केसी त्यागी हैज टू से, दैट देयर वाज नो इमोशनल इशू फ्रॉम देयर एंड. एंड I only choose to believe that at least on record, Mr. KC Tyagi feels that there was no conspiracy against them. On record.
Ask Mr. Tyagi if he believes that there was not an internal sabotage.
Bataiye. Yes. Koi shadyantra tha aapke khilaaf, aapki party ke khilaaf?
Prime Minister Amit Shah ji, Nadda ji, Devendra Fadnavis and above all that in charge, Bhupender Yadav. Main kisi ko blame nahi karta. ये आरजेडी और एलजेपी ने मिलकर के एक बड़ी कॉन्स्पिरेसी की. हम विधानसभा में सबसे बड़ी पार्टी होते, हमारे नेता को मलयन किया, हमारी पार्टी को बिलिटिल किया.
Okay.
और आज जो सारे सवाल उठा रहे हैं, ये जो 40 एमएलए आरजेडी के हुए होते, इवन तेजस्वी यादव, इवन तेज प्रताप, दे वॉन इलेक्शन बट फॉर एलजेपी अलोन. तो कॉन्स्पिरेसी में एलजेपी के साथ आरजेडी शामिल।
अच्छा, मेरा ये दिस इज अ वेरी इंटरेस्टिंग कॉन्वर्सेशन दैट इज हैपनिंग कि अगर ये ना होता तो ऐसा हो जाता, वो ना होता तो ऐसा हो जाता। माय पॉइंट इज एवरीवन हैज अ राइट टू कंटेस्ट इलेक्शंस, राइट? एंड इफ एन ओएसी हैज वन अ सरप्राइज फाइव एंड अजमल खान इज विद अस, अजमल खान आप मेरी आवाज सुन पा रहे हैं?
जी।
अब असदुद्दीन ओवैसी की पार्टी 5 सीट ले आई तो ये आरोप हुआ कि बीजेपी की बी टीम हो गई। भाई ऐसा है कि सब लोग चुनाव में चुनाव लड़ने के लिए जाते हैं।
नहीं, मैं इस इलेक्शन में चुनाव लड़ने के लिए और जीतने के लिए आए थे भाई। इलेक्शन हम भी लड़े। आप देखिए 2015 का जो इलेक्शन हुआ था, अगर उसमें हम नहीं जीते तो कोई दिक्कत ही नहीं थी। अगर अब की हम इलेक्शन जीते हैं, 20 सीटों पर लड़े हैं, 5 सीटें जीते हैं।
नहीं अजमल साहब, आरोप आप पर यह है कि आप जानबूझ के ऐसी सीटों पर गए जहां पर आप महागठबंधन को तोड़ सकते थे। आप उनके साथ अगर जुड़ जाते तो बल होता।
देख लीजिए, दो जहां पर हम 20 सीटों पर लड़े हैं, केवल 2 सीटों पर बीजेपी जीती है। बाकी जगहों पर या तो जनता दल जीता है या फिर ये कांग्रेस वाले जीते हैं। हम किशनगंज बाई इलेक्शन में जीते थे, उसे इस बार हम हार गए। ना तो वोटर बदले, ना लोग बदले। ये एलिगेशन लगा देना तो कोई भी बहुत आसान है, किसी बात का भी एलिगेशन लगाया जा सकता है।
नो एंड व्हाट अबाउट यू बी, आपको ये बोला जा रहा है बी टीम है भारतीय जनता पार्टी की।
अरे भाई, बोलने के लिए कुछ भी बोला जा सकता है। हम महाराष्ट्र में इलेक्शन लड़े, पहले इलेक्शन लड़े 2 सीट जीते, इस बार इलेक्शन लड़े फिर 2 सीट जीते। बीजेपी की जो एलाई थी शिवसेना, उसने इनको डिच कर दिया, इसमें भी हमारा हाथ हो जाएगा। किसके आरोप लगाने वालों के मुंह को तो नहीं पकड़ा जा सकता, लेकिन इलेक्शन लड़ने का जो हमारा राइट है उससे थोड़ी हमें रोका जा सकता।
बहुत इंपॉर्टेंट पॉइंट है,
हमें हरा दें,
ये एक बहुत इंपॉर्टेंट पॉइंट है।
और उसके पहले भी देखिए, उसके पहले भी ओवैसी साहब का ये बयान आ चुका है कि हमने कोशिश करी, हमारे वहाँ के स्टेट प्रेसिडेंट ने कोशिश करी, इन लोगों ने नहीं लिया। अब हार गए तो सारा एलिगेशन हमारे ऊपर। 2015 हम कोई सीट जीत पाए थे तो कोई एलिगेशन नहीं था।
अजमल साहब, हु आर द इन लोग, कौन है ये इन लोग जिन्होंने आपको साथ नहीं दिया?
क्या कह रहे हैं आप?
ये इन लोग कौन है जिन्होंने आपका साथ नहीं दिया?
कांग्रेस
नेशनल टीवी पर ओवैसी साहब ने ये बात कही ना कि हमारे स्टेट प्रेसिडेंट अख्तरुल ईमान साहब ने अप्रोच किया इलेक्शन से पहले तेजस्वी जी को और तमाम पार्टियों को, उनसे बात कही अपनी,
तेजस्वी जी को,
लेकिन लोगों ने उसका
जल्दी से जवाब
शामिल किया।
जल्दी से जवाब, तेजस्वी जी को। टू ऑल दोज हु अलेज दैट द ओएसी इज द बी टीम ऑफ द बीजेपी, मैं आपसे जानना चाहता हूँ, अख्तरुल इस्लाम जी आप आरजेडी के हैं, तेजस्वी जी को अप्रोच किया था ओएसी की पार्टी ने, आपने मना कर दिया और अब वो बी टीम हो गए। अभी आप साथ में लड़े होते तो आज शपथ ले रहे होते।
हमने मना कर दिया, क्या कह रहे हैं अब? आपकी आवाज थोड़ी क्लियर नहीं हो रही। हमने मना नहीं किया भाई, हमारी पार्टी ने मना नहीं किया।
नहीं, एक सेकेंड, ये सवाल है अख्तरुल इस्लाम ऑफ द आरजेडी, अख्तरुल इस्लाम आरजेडी के हैं, मैं उनसे सवाल पूछ रहा हूँ।
जी, इससे पहले आपने दूसरा सवाल किया था जिसका जवाब आपने मुझसे नहीं लिया।
अच्छा,
एक कॉन्स्पिरेसी पे सवाल था कि जब भारतीय जनता पार्टी ने कॉन्स्पिरेसी किया, फिर आखिर नीतीश कुमार के साथ क्या मजबूरी है? कौन सा फाल भाजपा के पास है कि पूरा देश जान रहा है कि भाजपा ने कॉन्स्पिरेसी किया, उसके बावजूद आप उसके साथ चल रहे हैं? आखिर कौन सा फाइल उसके पास है, क्या मजबूरी है, ये जदयू को बताना पड़ेगा। दूसरी बड़ी बात है कि एलजेपी एक पार्टी, छोटी सी पार्टी है, उसके अलग लड़ने से आप धाराशाही कैसे हो गए? 15 साल का विकास था आपके पास, 4 दल थे, भाजपा थे और अहम पार्टी था, विकास पार्टी था, मुकेश जी की पार्टी, 4-4 पार्टी से आप चुनाव लड़ रहे थे, फिर धाराशाही कैसे हो गए? आपका विकास मॉडल कहां गया? जनता ने आपको रिजेक्ट क्यों किया? ये दो सवाल मेरा भी था, दो सवाल मेरा है जदयू के वालों से।
अब
क्या मजबूरी है कि भाजपा कॉन्स्पिरेसी कर रहा है, आप उसके साथ जा रहे हैं?
व्हाई डिडंट यू एंटर इनटू एन अलायंस विद एमआईएम, यू वुड हैव बीन स्ट्रॉन्गर। वो कह रहे हैं वो आपके पास आए, आपके नेता के पास आए, आपने उनको भाव ही नहीं दिया।
नहीं, ऐसी कोई बात नहीं है, इस बात की जानकारी मुझे नहीं है। और हम लोग मतलब जो सेकुलर पार्टियां हैं, तमाम तरह की जो एक विचार की पार्टियां, हम लोग मिलकर चुनाव लड़ते हैं वो, और एमआईएम के बारे में कोई ऐसी जानकारी नहीं है कि उन्होंने अप्रोच किया नहीं किया और पार्टी ने लिया नहीं लिया, क्यों नहीं लिया, ये कोई हम लोग को इस बारे में कोई जानकारी नहीं है।
आरजेडी को पता नहीं है, अजमल साहब,
इस तरह की खबर नहीं है कि
अजमल खान आरजेडी कह रही है उनको कोई जानकारी नहीं है।
अब वो कह सकते हैं हमारे नेशनल प्रेसिडेंट ने ये बात कही, अख्तरुल ईमान साहब गए लोगों के पास। अगर अच्छा, अगर हमने इलेक्शन लड़ा और इलेक्शन हम जिन सीटों पर लड़े हैं उनको देख लीजिए आप, या तो कांग्रेस जीती या हम जीते, या जनता दल जीती या हम जीते, 5 ही सीट पर तो जीते। अच्छा, किशनगंज की सीट हम हार गए, हम जानना चाहते हैं अपने लायक दोस्तों से कि वहां वोटर बदल गए, वहां क्या हो गया, हम भाई इलेक्शन में जीते थे हार गए। अब लोगों का पैटर्न है, लोगों ने हमें पांच सीटों पर पसंद किया,
वेरी क्विकली फाइव मोर मिनट्स लेफ्ट इन दिस डिस्कशन। सुनहरा मौसीफ अहमद खान पॉलिटिकल एनालिस्ट है, वो तौसीफ हैज बीन वेरी हमारे मोबाइल में, मैंने आर के सिन्हा को नॉट स्पीक,
तो ये पूरी बिहार देख रही है, देश की जनता देख रही है।
गाइस वन बाय वन प्लीज, one by one we won't be able to understand anything, one by one. Tausif Ahmed Khan, thank you for waiting patiently. I want to ask you, what is the possible impact going to be in West Bengal? See, Asuddin Oaisi with this performance is now emboldened to come in. Now the same allegation will be leveled, you will say that he's B team of BJP.
No, he will, if he is not B team of BJP, then he will make all efforts to forge an alliance with the secular parties, which he seemed to have, pronounced himself to be standing with the secular parties, then he will join the secular camp. Now, we have seen what is the result of Bihar election. There is one more point.
You're saying that there should be an alliance in West Bengal, a bigger, better alliance, and not the undercutting that we have seen in Bihar. You think
absolutely
that the only way for you to survive is a bigger, better alliance?
No,
Mahagathbandhan in its true sense.
We have seen what happened in 2019 election. Mamata Banerjee was the tallest leader who had challenged Narendra Modi even in 2019. And we saw how the Gathbandhan, the alliance that was forged then, there were differences among them to choose one face, to be the leader of the alliance. We have seen what the result was.
But I just want to know this whole thing about small parties cutting into the others. I'm sure we agree that all political parties have the right in this country to fight elections. All. Now, whether you brand them as vote cutters or not, having political ambition is not a crime. Would you agree?
No, it is not a crime. And certainly, tagging some political
so LJP is not
cutter.
A criminal, OAC is not a criminal.
No, people are voting for them. It's not that they have bought each and every vote, and every seat that they have won. People are liking LJP, people are voting them. They have
Kesi Tyagi ji,
so they must use Sanket. That fan base to strengthen the secular camp rather OAC. Than the communal camp.
No, but then will a Mamata Banerjee align will a Mamata Banerjee align with an Asuddin Oaisi she has accused of being the B team of BJP? Will she align?
That depends on how both parties come together, both leaders.
And will you align with the Congress party? The Congress went into an alliance with the CPM last time around in the election. The CPM, the left, has done really well in Bihar. Do you think anyone would ally with the Congress given the performance in Bihar?
I think Congress must be moderate and realistic in when they send any proposal, because we have seen the disaster in Bihar. They fought in 70 seats and won only around 16 or 19, I don't remember. But they must put the interest of the alliance
The Congress must put the interest of the alliance instead of its own interest. Ambassador Verma, as well as KC Tyagi and RK Sinha. Five more minutes left. One by one, Ambassador Verma will begin with you.
Sanket, I want to make two points.
Yeah.
First is, I'm tired of this phrase secular parties. Somehow the opposition is so obsessed with an ideological proposition which they don't follow in practice very often, of secular parties, that they subvert their own ability to build a sustainable and viable, winnable rainbow coalition of parties. Look at what is going to happen in West Bengal. The Congress and the CPIM will be fighting the TMC. And then they speak about secularism at stake. This attempt to find alibis for their own ability to forge sustainable alliances will not wash any. Secondly, about Bihar, and I'll end here. I believe that while the NDA has won, and I congratulate its foundations, I don't believe are very strong, because you have a government being formed where the chief minister has been reduced to a minority party within the alliance, which is for the first time.
Okay.
And for reasons which should not have occurred. And a hurt and angry Nitish Kumar is not a very happy thing for this alliance.
Okay. So, you feel that Nitish Kumar is hurt and angry?
This is my reading. As any leader of a party would be in the face of such a conspiracy.
But I saw him smiling in the press conference.
Sanket ji.
Yeah. KC Tyagi and Mr. R.K. Sinha. Yes.
Sanket ji, LJP ko har adhikar hai chunav ladne ka. Unki party ke sansthapak neta the Ram Vilas Paswan ji. Aur wo chunav lade the Narendra Modi ji ke naam par. Agar unme moral authority thi aur hai, he must say ki mera NDA se koi rishta nahi hai. मेरा नरेंद्र मोदी से कोई रिश्ता नहीं है, मेरा एनडीए से कोई रिश्ता नहीं है, और फिर वो चुनाव लड़े, तब मैं जानू ना. अब वो एनडीए में भी हैं, मोदी जी के भक्त भी हैं, किसी के हनुमान भी हैं, और जिसके लिए राम ये कह रहा है इसको जिताओ, उस राम के खिलाफ आचरण भी कर रहे हैं. ऐसी तो मैंने 50 साल में कभी देखा सुना नहीं है. अब वो कहे खुल्लम खुल्ला आकर के, मैं मानू वो ठीक है, एक बार कहे कि मैं एनडीए से कोई वास्ता नहीं, नरेंद्र मोदी से कोई वास्ता नहीं. नरेंद्र मोदी तो चीफ मिनिस्टर बनाना चाह रहे थे नीतीश कुमार को, और वो हराना चाह रहे थे नीतीश कुमार को.
तो मिस्टर मोदी आल्सो डिड नॉट स्पीक अ वर्ड अगेंस्ट चिराग. बोल दिया
मोदी जी वेरी कैटेगरिकली स्पोक.
अरे फिर नीतीश कुमार क्या है बिहार
एनडीए मींस
नीतीश नहीं
इज द लीडर.
फिर नीतीश कुमार क्या कर रहे हैं बिहार में 15 सालों से कि कोई एक नौजवान लड़का खड़ा होकर के किसी भी नाम पे आपको हरा
विकास कर रहे हैं या विकास कर रहे हैं.
इसके पास 3%
जो आपने नाश किया है.
जनता ने क्या डिसीजन दिया आपको? चार दल के साथ आप चुनाव लड़े, आप 70-80-50 सीट भी नहीं ला सके.
अगर
आप ब्लेम कर रहे हैं, अगर
नहीं हुआ होता तो हमारी 80 सीटें आती और आपकी 40 आती.
Okay, no, I think the point that is being made by the RJD is that if you were so strong on your 15 years of development, then you should not have been afraid of any conspiracy. Any internal conspiracy you should or any sabotage should not have bothered you.
Had you been so strong, I think that's the point that is being made.
But Mr. R.K. Sinha has not spoken. I apologize to Mr. Sinha. No, one moment. Mr. Sinha, first of all, I deeply apologize. There was a technical issue because of which we could not come to
you earlier.
Islam sahab, one second. R.K. Sinha, I want to know your opinion on the charge of internal conspiracy.
There was no sabotage. Internal conspiracy and there was no sabotage. Everyone has right to fight election. They have fought election. Election is over. New government is going to take oath. We have to sit and analyze that what happened wrong.
Okay.
Sanjay, for this. Jo jeeta wahi Sikandar hai. अब चलें और नीतीश जी के नेतृत्व में सरकार बनाएं. और विपक्ष से मैं यही कहना चाहूंगा, आई वुड लाइक टू गिव माय ब्लेसिंग्स टू तेजस्वी. एट द सेम टाइम आई वुड लाइक टू से दैट ही शुड गिव हिज फुल अटेंशन ऑन द पार्लियामेंट्री पॉलिटिक्स, नॉट लाइक बीइंग एब्सेंट फ्रॉम द असेंबली.
ओके.
एंड he should try to learn.
Sure.
Because he has a long way to go. But he has to learn. He should not give...
I think both Mr. R.K. Sinha and K.C. Tyagi are saying the same thing, that the youngsters should not be restless and they should not be over-ambitious to a point where they become destructive. Right? That's the point that Mr. K.C. Tyagi also made just a short while ago. But come on. No. You were also young at some point and I'm sure you were also equally restless. So... you can't Sanket hold ji. That against the youngsters.
Just a second.
No, thank you so much. I've run out of time. Great lessons from Bihar for all political parties. I want to thank Ambassador Verma, Dr. Nasir Hussain, Ravinder Kishore Sinha, K.C. Tyagi, Akhtarul Islam Shaheen, Shubhashini Sharad Yadav, Ajmal Khan, Tausif Ahmed Khan and Vijay Jolly. Thank you so much for joining us on this marathon, The Big Fight. Thank you so much. Stop in for a short break. Be right back.